From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has allocated more than $5.5 million to Florida as part of its effort to strengthen the nation's infrastructure for pest detection and surveillance, identification and threat mitigation, and to safeguard the U.S. nursery production system. According to MorningAgClips.com, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has received a significant portion of these funds to support numerous projects. The funding is provided under Section 7721 of the Federal Plant Protection Act. Water projects should be included in any future federal infrastructure package. According to over 200 Western Ag and Water groups from 15 states, the groups sent letters to President-elect Biden and congressional leaders urging investment in a diversified water management portfolio for the region. Without immediate attention, the coalition says the water system will soon be unable to meet the region's needs. The American Grown Campaign, established in the wake of the USMCA, is encouraging U.S. growers to tell their stories. They're asking growers to tell personal stories, both triumphs and frustrations. As reported by ThePacker.com, the request comes as the Trump administration investigates the effects of imports on U.S. growers of seasonal crops. The USDA has a new report detailing imports from Mexico and Canada, and the International Trade Commission is following up on a request from the U.S. Trade Representative's office to investigate the effects of cucumber and squash imports. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.